All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who'll put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Josie.
Oh, man.
Jose. Right.
Jose. Jose's got the shock collar. While he's putting that on, Jeff, do your thing.
Recently, National Geographic came out with a list of the most common sources of plastic pollution in the world. Surprisingly, plastic bottles are only number 5 on the list. Some of the other items in the top 5 included bottle caps, plastic bags, and food wrappers. Name the final item that makes the top 5 biggest plastic pollutants in the world.
Kardashians, first thing that pops into my head.
Just the throwaway after one surgery.
It's bad.
When they replace.
So my first thought for you is plastic straws.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say a huge issue is those microbeads that you get in any sort of hand wash or face wash.
Oh, I've heard they banned them, right? Eventually.
Well, they're plastic.
Yeah.
So they're little, like, thousands of pieces of little tiny plastic.
But those are so tiny and small. I'm trying. It's kind
of so revitalizing. They're very revitalizing. So.
No, you can get natural stuff with like sand in it, or I don't know what it is.
Oh,
but
ew.
Do not buy microbeads. That's all I'm saying.
I'm trying to think. It's got to be something that everyone uses and throws away constantly, and it's probably larger, or at least a decent size, because it stacks up so much.
What? No.
Read the
have
question.
To be large to be a huge
or that's
issue.
Not necessarily a decent size. It doesn't have to be huge, but
no,
some
of the
bigger than a tiny bead is what I'm saying.
Oh. National Geographic came out with a list of the most common sources of plastic pollution in the world. Number 5 is plastic bottles, and some of the other ones include bottle caps, plastic bags, and food wrappers. What's the final item in the top 5?
Does the little rings around like
pop cans,
does that count as like a bag or a bottle cap?
No.
Okay.
It's not a bag.
I guess if it's not titled a bag or bottle cap,
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What about tampons?
Those are cotton. Yeah.
Don't they have a plastic applicator, though?
Yeah, some of them have plastic applicators.
Oh, my gosh. I think I got it.
What?
Everyone uses them every day, and you got to replace them constantly, and they're made of, like, 99% plastic. Toothbrushes.
No.
They're
I just read
a stat yesterday that 700 million toothbrushes go to waste every year. I think I read the stat. I got you. It's toothbrushes. I'm serious. 740 million. Look it up. Google it. Million pounds of plastic for the toothbrushes.
Okay.
According to National Geographic, the top 5 most common sources of plastic pollution in the world are plastic bottles, plastic bags, bottle caps, food wrappers, and the last one makes up nearly 10% of all plastic garbage in the world, talking about plastic straws.
Straws. Oh, man.
Straws are so bad. And you think about it, like the stir sticks. I hate that our company uses plastic stir sticks.
I'm using them right now.
Exactly.
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Rockstar by Post Malone.
Ooh.
So you can sing that before you get shocked. Whenever you're ready, there's the lyrics.
Oh, my God. This is so edited because it's such a bad song. Mm-hmm. I've been hugging girls and popping meds, man. I feel just like a rock star.
Is that how the edited version goes?
That's not how
the radio edit.
All my brothers got gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Mess with me, call up a Uzi and show up, man, then the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gra-ta-ta-ta. Pow-pow-pow. Ay-ay.
It's like the gunshot sound. But in that version, it's not gunshots. It's a tickle fight, right?
You stop hugging those girls.
Yeah. All right, the show is done. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find it online. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Today's show was produced by Steve Shop Till You Drop Boyd and Jeff Top Till You Pop DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.